Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 924. Tired of Being Tired by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of five podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays, which would be tomorrow. That's where I usually answer your questions. Now, it's been a while since I've read one of Leo Babauta's posts, and I always love reading his posts to you. So I'm super excited to get to it. But before we do, don't forget, we give away a book to a random person on our mailing list every month on the first of the month, which if you can believe is in just 2 days. So if you want to be in the drawing and participate, make sure you're on our mailing list at oldpodcast.com before Saturday. All right. And with that, I'm excited to read to you from Leo Babauta. So let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Tired of Being Tired by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Quote, "A man grows most tired while standing still." Chinese proverb. It's tough being tired all day. I've had days like this when I'm struggling through the day and don't have the energy to tackle anything that matters. Heck, I've had years like this. When you're tired, not much seems appealing. Life is dulled and you don't get much accomplished. Worse, you don't have the energy to change the situation. These days, I don't have many days like this. But when I do, I rest. We have gotten good at ignoring our body's signals. Much of our lives, we train our minds to pretend our bodies aren't tired so we can be more productive. This is wrong. It ends up in burnout and less production because we inevitably run out of energy. Listen to your body. Your long-term health and sanity depend on it. Why we're tired. Mostly we're tired because we don't rest enough. Yeah, I know, duh, Leo. But if it's so obvious, why do we ignore it? The Spanish famously have siestas. When I get tired, so do I. It's a luxury not everyone can afford, but when I had a day job, I would find ways to sneak into a back room and take a power nap of 20 minutes. We don't rest enough. It's not as important as other things like waking up early, getting stuff done, attending to 1,000 meetings, being sucked into the world of online connections and reading, and godforsaken television. So we cut rest in favor of these other things that are much more important, and then wonder why our energy levels are so low. But there's more. If you're like me, you drink coffee in the morning. You might drink it later in the morning to keep yourself energized. By the time afternoon rolls around, you're in a caffeine withdrawal. This is why some people are sapped by mid-afternoon. We also run ourselves too fast, like a sprint, when life is much longer than a sprint. Try it. Go outside and sprint all out for 2 minutes. Stop, breathe for a second, then sprint again. See how long you can keep that up. Most can't go very long. Our days are like a series of sprints. Note, sometimes chronic fatigue can be a sign of deeper problems. For athletes, it's often a sign of overtraining. For others, it could be a sign of depression or other medical issues. If it's a continuing problem, I'd recommend getting checked out, just in case. How to get started when you're too tired to start. My first suggestion is to take a nap. If you're too tired to take other steps, taking a nap is easy. If you can't take a nap, at the very least, disconnect from digital devices. Computers and smartphones are powerful tools, but being on them for too long tires us out. Disconnect. Get outside. Take a walk. Cancel an appointment or two if you can. Stretch. Massage your shoulders. Close your eyes for a few minutes. And breathe. These are small things you can do right away, and they will help you become more rested. More solutions. Once you've taken the first steps, you'll be a bit more rested and can take a few more steps, like 1. Sleep more at night. If you're not getting at least 7 hours of sleep, you're probably getting too little. Lots of people need a full 8 hours, and some need more. Go to bed earlier. The internet will be fine without you. I like to read before bed, a book, not websites, as a ritual that helps me sleep. It does take a while before your sleeping patterns change. 2. Take stretch breaks. We sit for too long at the computer, which saps our energy. Get up, stretch, if you can, every 20 to 25 minutes. Walk around for a minute or 5. Move in any way you can. Do push-ups, squats, lunges, jump up and down, do a dance. Get the blood circulating. 3. Exercise regularly. You didn't need me to tell you to exercise, I'm sure, but it's amazing how even a little exercise can help you feel more energized throughout the day. A huge workout session can leave you exhausted, in which case you should rest, but shorter workouts leave you physically just a bit tired, but mentally, you feel amazing. 4. Cut back the caffeine. If you go cold turkey with caffeine, you'll really have no energy, but cutting back a little at a time while doing some of the things mentioned here won't be bad, and you'll skip the afternoon withdrawal, which can ruin half your day. If you feel tired from drinking less caffeine, take a short nap if you can. 5. Be less busy. Seriously, we're too busy these days. Cut back on commitments, put space between things, allow yourself to have a slower pace. Your energy levels will thank you. 6. Focus. While most people multitask, in truth, that's mental juggling, and there's only so much you can do in a day. As you may or may not know, I advocate for single tasking. It's basically doing one thing at a time and being fully present while doing that task. This really transforms anything you do, from work tasks to conversations to chores like washing the dishes. It's less tiring mentally, and it can make anything you do more enjoyable. Life is less tiring when you single task. 7. Hydrate. This is actually a huge deal that most people don't realize may be making them tired. Drink water throughout the day. You don't really need 8 glasses of water. We get some water in food and other drinks, but drinking more water doesn't hurt. Your urine should be a light yellow color if you're well hydrated, not clear and definitely not dark yellow. 8. Freshen up. Sometimes a quick cold shower in the afternoon or evening can be refreshing, or change your socks. If you're sweaty, a fresh outfit also helps. Wash your face. You'll feel brand new. 9. Work on something you're excited about. If you're passionate about something, you'll feel energized. If you really don't care about your work, you'll be dragging. 10. Work with interesting people. If you work with other people who are passionate about something, you'll feel more excited about the work you do. It's incredible to work with a partner or group of people who care about what they're doing, who are fired up. If you don't have that, seek it out. And lastly, number 11, learn what makes life effortless. We thrash about in the water all day, making the swim exhausting. Instead of working against the world, learn to glide. Quote, a lot of people are tired around here, but I'm not sure they're ready to lie down, stretch out, and fall asleep. Jim Jones. You just listened to the post titled, Tired of Being Tired, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free Bright Side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Like I always say, when you hear a long list of potential solutions to whatever ails you, don't feel intimidated. Try not to feel overwhelmed. The best thing to do is, as you were listening, if one of those solutions jumped out in your mind, you're like, ooh, I like that one, then that's the one to try. Leo's tip number 9 said, work on something you're excited about. Why not start right now with something you just heard? If you were excited about one of his solutions, try that out. But don't go trying out all 12 of them. If you try out all 12 at once, chances are some of those aren't going to work, and then you'll feel badly for yourself. It's not worth it. Try one or two, and then move on if those don't work. And his first tip about napping, well, the science actually does support that. We're learning that if you can take a 20-minute nap in the afternoon, it actually will improve your health and may increase your lifespan, so you may end up living longer. If you need a nap that lasts longer than 20 minutes, it means you're sleep deprived. That means you do need to spend a little bit of time examining your sleep patterns and looking at how many hours of deep sleep you're actually getting. But like he said, taking a nap isn't always practical. Most of us won't be able to do that every day, but even if you do it on the weekends, it can still help. And kind of related to that, Leo was talking about like that mid-afternoon crash that we experience. Some of that could be due to a caffeine withdrawal. But somehow what we're learning is our bodies are built to have the lowest level of stress hormones flowing through the body between the hours of 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. It's almost as if the body is preparing for sleep. And so when you feel that kind of afternoon sluggishness, it may be because you just had a meal, it may be because you're sleep deprived or you have caffeine withdrawal, or it's just our biology. Most of us experience the same exact thing because our stress hormones are crashing, and it's like our bodies are preparing for a quick power snooze. And so if you're able to indulge your body and take a quick 20-minute nap, you actually will feel a lot better. If you're not able to do so, if it's not practical, I absolutely love all of Leo's other suggestions. Try hydrating, try just getting up and moving, get some sun. All of those things will also improve your energy levels. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for another Q&A episode and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.